Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samaches. Today we're going to begin the seventh parak of Masechta Shabbos, which is going to discuss the various malachos of Shabbos, and that's what it's most famous for. Getting through the discussion of the lamitas malachos. As a rule, when somebody violates one of the malachos of Shabbos, if you do b'mezid, then a person is chayv misa. If you do b'shogeg, not realize, and b'shogeg means either that you didn't realize it was Shabbos, or that you didn't realize that the act that you're doing is a malacha, then a person is chayiv to bring a karban chatas. So the Mishnah is going to outline when a person is chayiv to bring a single karban for many different averos, and when multiple violations require multiple karbanos. That's the topic of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is just going to get into a discussion. The first discussion of the Gemara is why we call the rule about Shabbos, the name of this perek, is Klal Gadol. Why we call the rule about Shogeg, and when you bring one karban, when you bring many karbanos, why is that called the Klal Gadol? What makes this rule especially big in comparison to any other rule relating to Shabbos? And then the rest of the daf is going to discuss how many karbanos a person has to bring in two specific situations. Either if a person once knew about the concept of Shabbos in general, but had forgotten that the concept exists and violated many malachos of many Shabbos because he had forgotten the entire idea of Shabbos. And two, when a person never in his life had learned that there even is a concept called Shabbos. So that's going to be the primary discussion of the rest of the daf. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Samach Zayin Beis at the bottom. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. There's a very big rule we say by Shabbos. And again, this is going to be the rule of how many karbanos you're chayiv for multiple violations. So if Kol HaShochech Iker Shabbos V'Asa Melachos Harbei B'Shabbosos Harbei Einu Chayiv El Chatzachas. Someone who forgets Iker Shabbos doesn't know that there's a concept called Shabbos, and because he doesn't know there's a concept called Shabbos, does many different malachos on many different Shabbosos, so he's only going to be chayiv to bring one karban chatas. As Rashi points out, b'gemara yelof la shmira achas to Shabbosos harbe u'shmira l'kol Shabbos u'Shabbos u'mestavr d'chi k'siv shmira achas to Shabbosos harbe ki agavna k'siv. The Gemara is going to say that there seems to be one shmira for many Shabbosos, and then there are other cases where it's a separate chi of shmira for each and every Shabbos. What's the case where it's one shmira for many Shabbosos? It must be this case, the kula chadash kagihi, that it's one big shogeg. Your one big shogeg was that you didn't know about Shabbos. So even though it involved multiple isurim on multiple Shabbosos, but the shgaga was just one idea, is that you simply didn't know about Shabbos, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv one single karban for all of the violations on all of the different Shabbosos. That's case number one. Case number two, Hayodeh Iker Shabbos, a guy knows about Shabbos, Va'asa Malachos Harbei B'Shabbosos Harbei, but he still does many different Malachos on many different Shabbosos. Well, why is he doing Malachos if he knows about Shabbos? So Rashi fills in the other detail over here in the first wide line, Al Yedei Shiga Shabbos Shashacha Shashabbos Hayom. Yes, you knew that you knew about the concept of Shabbos, but you didn't know that today was Shabbos. And again, the next Shabbos, you knew about the concept of Shabbos, but you didn't know that day was Shabbos. So Shabbos after Shabbos, you keep doing various malachos because you keep forgetting on Shabbos that day is Shabbos. So then chayev al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. You're going to be chayev on each and every Shabbos independently. You're going to be chayev a separate karban for each Shabbos. You're not chayev for each malacha, because all of the malachas you did on any given Shabbos were as a result of one shogeg, the fact that you didn't know that day was Shabbos. So you may have done tochen and kotzer and bishul and all that, but it was all because of one shogeg that you didn't know that it was Shabbos. But for each and every Shabbos, it's a separate shogeg, because I forgot that this week is Shabbos, and I forget that next week is Shabbos, and those are considered separate shkagos. Why are they considered separate shkagos? So Rashi writes, chatas on the second wide line, chatas achas are called Shabbos, v'yafal pi shelo noda lo bein atayim. Even if you didn't realize in between that the day you had done all those malachos last week was Shabbos, v'hel mechad hu, amrinan yom shebein atayim, havin yediyah lechalik. We still assume that the days in between, the weekdays in between, are enough to divide up the Shabbosos. Why? She'ief shar shalosh shama b'natayim shosa yom hav yashabbos. El shaloniska lo b'mlach shanasubo. It has to be. There's no way you can go through 6 days of a week and not be reminded, or not at any point realize that day was Shabbos. At the time that you realize it was Shabbos, you may no longer remember all the things you did on that Shabbos, but it has to be that in any 6 days in between two Shabbosos, that you do realize that it's Shabbos. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos proves that Yom Shabbat and Tayim have Yediyah L'Chalek, the idea that the days in between divide up the Shabbosos into different Karbanos, is even if Lo Nodalo. Let's say, for instance, a person, his calendar is off by one day, for whatever reason. He keeps thinking that Sunday is Shabbos, and he thinks that Shabbos is Friday. So his calendar is off by one day, and he keeps on, so he doesn't realize in the 6 days in between, because he's in a desert somewhere, he's just off. He doesn't realize what side of the dateline he's on. Something like that. And he's just off by a day. So you're going to say that it's impossible that in the 6 days in between he doesn't realize? No, Tosfos says even if in the 6 days in between he doesn't realize, he really doesn't realize, still the fact that there are 6 days in between, the fact that there's weekdays in between one Shabbos and the next Shabbos, it's a gzeres hakasuv that you need shmirah l'kol Shabbos for Shabbos, that each Shabbos is its own chiyuv, and you can be chayiv separately for each Shabbos. Okay, good. So the main nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, meaning Rashi is going to say, I don't care if you think you realized at some point in between that it's Shabbos or not, we assume you realized at some point in between. Tosfos will say, nah, I'm not going to assume you realized. Even if you didn't realize, you chayiv separately for each Shabbos. So the main nafkamina, even if I didn't realize, Rashi tells me that I must have realized. So what difference does it make? So in the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadon, says nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos la'alacha would be, what if Shabbos and Yom Kippur are close in proximity to each other? Let's say there's one or two weekdays in between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and you do a malacha on Shabbos and Yom Kippur behelem echad, without realizing in between that it was Shabbos. So according to Rashi, who holds that it's the Yom Shabbat in time, it's E.F. Shar Shalosh Shama, it's impossible that you didn't hear that day was Shabbos. That's only if there's 6 days. Over the course of 6 days, it's impossible that you didn't hear that there were Shabbos. So then you could say, Vivadai Shama, but when there's only 1 day or 2 days in between, so then maybe it could be that Rashi would agree that he'll acknowledge the possibility that you didn't hear, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv one carbon chados. Mashenkin, according to Tosos, it's a gzeres hakasuv. Yomim shebenatayim, weekdays in between, are mechalek. It doesn't matter whether you knew, you didn't know, it doesn't make a difference. Yomim shebenatayim are mechalek. So it doesn't matter whether it's 6 days benatayim or 1 day benatayim. It shouldn't make a difference. Either way, it's able to be mechalek. Okay, so that was all case number two in the Mishnah. Now, case number three, the bottom line of Samach Zayin and Beis, Hayodeya Shu Shabbos Va'asa Melachos Harbei B'Shabbosos Harbei. A guy knows that it was Shabbos, but he did many different Melachos on many different Shabbosos, meaning he didn't know any of the Hilcha Shabbos. He knew that day was Shabbos, but he didn't know that it's also to be Mevashal, he didn't know it's also to be Tochin, he didn't know it's also to be Merakit, he just didn't know all the different Melachos. So he did all these different Melachos on many different Shabbosos, Chayev Al Kol Av Melacha Melacha. He's chayev on every single Av Melacha that he does. Ha'osa Melachos Harbe Me'ein Melacha Achas Einu Chayev El Chatas Achas. But if he does many Melachos that are all under the category of the same Av, so he's only chayev one carbon for that entire category, even though he may have done Avos and Toldos, and those are separate Surim, but since they're in the same category, they're in the same Av, he's only chayav for that Av Melach. If you look at Rashi in the bottom, Hayodeya Shehu Shabbos Va'asa Melachos Harbei Shelo Yada Sha Melachos Halalu Asuros. The case was, the guy didn't know that the Melachos he was doing were Asur. Va'asam Kama Pa'amim B'Kama Shabbosos. And he does them many times on many different Shabbosos. So chayav al kol Av Melach Chatas Achas. Meaning the Chiddush over here is that a guy is Mevashel for five Shabbosos in a row, because he never heard of the Melacha called Bishel. He's not chayav five separate chataos for each Shabbos that he's violated Bishel on, because it was all one shogeg. The one shogeg was that he forgot that there's something called Bishel. He didn't know that there's something called Bishel. The afal pisha chazar v'kafla b'kama Shabbosos. Kula chadash kagihi. Even though he did it on many Shabbosos, it's all called one shogeg. Meaning, when it comes to forgetting that the day is Shabbos, we assume the fact that 6 weekdays pass by between that and the next Shabbos, means that when you forget again next Shabbos that it's Shabbos, it's a separate shkaga, and you're going to be chayv separately. But when you knew that the day was Shabbos, you just never knew the halacha, you just never knew that there's something called bishul, so we don't assume anything about the Yom Shabbina time. We don't assume that you ever realized anything on the days in between, and therefore it's considered one major shogeg. That's how Rashi explains. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. We don't assume Yom Shabbina time have yon yediyah, because there's no way that you're going to have a yediyah of the iser unless you sit and learn. And this is very much in line with what all of the poskim say. Most notably in the introduction to the Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes two introductions. Most Sfarim, they only have one introduction. There's an introduction to the Sefer. Mishnah Berurah is an introduction to Chelek Aleph, to the general Sefer Mishnah Berurah, and he has an introduction to Chelek Gimel, which is the Chelek on Hilchos Shabbos. So in Chelek Gimel, he points out and he emphasizes that a person cannot claim to be a Shomer Shabbos if they never learn Hilchos Shabbos. It can't happen. You can't, there's too much. There are too many rules. There are too many laws. You're not going to just pick them up on your own. It has to be that you learn Hilchos Shabbos. Otherwise, a person will never be able to properly be Shomer Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yonah Snipes also writes in Yaros Devash, in the Chelek Beis, that if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos al Burya, efshar sheyishmer Shabbos kilchaso. It's impossible that a person is going to be Shomer Shabbos properly. It's one of those unique, complicated areas of halacha where it requires a great deal of study just to know the basics, just to be able to behave properly on Shabbos. So says the Rashi over here, there's no way that a person is going to have, you don't assume a yediyah, that all of a sudden there's going to be a yediyah of malachos in between. Can't make any such assumptions of a yediyah. Yediyah only comes from learning. Okay, says the Gemara now. My time with Tana Klal Gadol. What a strange way to start the parak. Klal Gadol, like this is the biggest rule in Maseches Shabbos. What makes this such a Klal Gadol? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities. We'll reject the first two and keep the third one. First possibility is Ilema Mishum de Kabay Lemisni Od Klalacher Tana Klal Gadol, because we're going to have another Klal pretty soon in this parak. Rashi points out in Daf Ayin Hamid Beis where it's not going to be such a big Klal. We're going to say Kalakasha Latznia Vakal Sheinu Kasha Latznia. So it's just going to have two sides to the other Klal. And when this Klal has three sides to it, right? The Klal that we're going to say later on is going to be whatever is Kasha Latznia, whatever is not Kasha Latznia. It's yes or no. Over here, it's three klalim. You have someone who doesn't know that there's a concept called Shabbos, someone who knows there's a concept called Shabbos but doesn't know that today is Shabbos, someone who knows that today is Shabbos but doesn't know that this thing that he's doing is a malacha. So maybe that's what makes it a klal gadol, all the details. So the gabi shvius nami, and that would also explain why when it comes to shmita, mishum de kabay l'misniyot klalachar tana klal gadol, that by shvius also it says klal gadol, because it's also in contrast with another klal that it's going to say over there. So that's why it makes sense that it's called klal gadol. But by Meister, in the first parak of Meisteros, it also calls it, it does not call it Klal Gadol, even though there are other less complicated Klalim that are also learned later in the Masechta. So when the Gemara answers this question of why by Shabbos, why this Shogeg Mezer Halacha by Shabbos is called Klal Gadol, we're not going to be able to answer it just locally, to just explain why it's called Klal Gadol over here. We're going to have to come up with an answer that fits the rest of Shas. And the rest of Shas means that by Shemitah, by Shavuos, we find the term Klal Gadol, and by Meiser, we don't find the term Klal Gadol, except according to one Tana that we do. So if we're going to have an explanation, it's going to have to explain why here it's called Klal Gadol, Shemitah's called Klal Gadol, and Meiser's probably not called Klal Gadol. So it says the Gemara's second possibility. Amar Rabbi Yossi Baravin, Shabbos u'Shavuos ti'ispu avos v'toldos, Tana Gadol. Shabbos and Shavuos are unique in that they both have avos and toldos. That's what makes it a Klal Gadol. Meiser, the lespa avos v'toldos, lo tana Klal Gadol. Meiser doesn't have avos and toldos, so it's not called Klal Gadol. If you look at let's just get the question on this. So says the Gemara, ulabar kapara de tani Klal Gadol b'meiser, my avos my toldos ika. So if what makes something a Klal Gadol is the existence of avos and toldos, then everyone should agree that Meisros doesn't have a Klal Gadol, because there are no avos. No one thinks there's avos and toldos by Meisros. So everyone should agree Maisros is not a Klal Gadol, then why is there one day, or why is there Bakaparu who holds up by Maisro also? We call it a Klal Gadol, so it doesn't fit the rest of Shas. It almost fits, according to almost everybody, but it doesn't fit according to Bakaparu, this second suggestion at a rule, that anything that is Avos and Toldos. Now if you look at Tosfos, Dispe Avos V'Toldos, Vafilu L'Rava Damar B'Moyed Katan, Gabe Shvius Avos Asurachmana Toldos Lo Asurachmana, Mikol Makom Yidraban Mi'Ispe Avos V'Toldos. Even according to Rava, that by Shvius, Rava says in Masechet Moed Katan, that by Shvius there are no Toldos in the Torah, there are no Toldos of the Yisur Shvius in the Torah, but there are Toldos Midrabanan. So even though the Toldos aren't like Toldos of Shabbos, where Toldos of Shabbos are all Asr Midaraisa, but at least by Shemitah there exists such a concept called Toldos. Frek Tosos, Vim Tomer, B'maisarika Nami, Avos V'Toldos. The Midaraisa, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar Midrabanan, Kol Mili. By Maisar also there are Avos and Toldos. Because by Maisar, Midaraisa, only Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar are Chayv and Maisros. Only grains and wine and oil, those are the only things that are Chayv and Maisros, Midaraisa. Everything else that's Chayv and Maisros, apples and oranges and peppers and all, everything else that's Chayv and Maisros, that's all Midrabanan. So why isn't that called Toldos? Shouldn't that be considered Toldos? So it's not just by Shemitah and by Shabbos. So he says, V'yeshlom et olashayich l'asker avos v'toldos b'mili d'les pe isra malachos. So he says, no, avos and toldos is only shayich when you talk about malacha. Meiser, there's no isra malacha. On Shabbos, there's an isra malacha. Shemitah, an isra malacha. But on Meiser, it's just a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah to do something. It's not an isra malacha. We only call something avos and toldos when there's an isra malacha. So Frek tells us, but wait a second. So what are we saying now? By Shabbos and by Shemitah, the first answer and the second answer are very different from each other. Gemara wanted to know, why do we call it Klal Gadol? Where are we here? We're in the seventh parak of Masechta Shabbos. We already had a lot of rules about Shabbos, and we're going to have a lot more rules about Shabbos. What we're asking is, why do we call this one a Klal Gadol? I mean, there are two ways to understand the question. Why is there anything about Shabbos that's called the Klal Gadol, as opposed to, let's say, I don't know, Dinim of Tzitzis being called the Klal Gadol, or Dinim of Tefillin being called the, right? And then there's the question, once you're within Hilcha Shabbos, why is this one called the Klal Gadol? The first answer answered why this one is called the Klal Gadol, as opposed to other rules relating to Shabbos, that this one is more complicated, has three sections to it, as opposed to later on we're going to learn Klalim of Shabbos that are only one, two-sided, this way or that way. But now the Gemara gives a second answer that, oh, it's called Klal Gadol because Shabbos has Avos V'Toldos. That's why it's called Klal Gadol. Good! So why over here? Why this one? It doesn't answer why this rule. Why Dafka the Shogeg Mezid rule? Why not any other rule that's gonna relate to Hilcha Shabbos? So it didn't answer that part of the question. So Tosfos raises that. Vim Tomer, B'Klal Achad the Shabbos U'Shvius. Listen, Nami Klal Gadol Mehai Taima. All we're explaining now is why the general concept of Shabbos, the general concept of Shvius, has a Klal Gadol. But why Dafka by this one? Why not by any other Klal of Hilcha Shabbos or Hilcha Now this is the first one. Yes, we're in the seventh parak of Masech Shabbos, but pretty much everything we've done until now was about Erev Shabbos. Now we're about things that Shihiyah and about Hatmana, which are Nogeyat Erev Shabbos, and about Hadlakas Neros, and even in the last parak when we're talking about Yitzios HaShabbos, is things that you have to be careful that you're not wearing going into Shabbos because you might walk out with them on Shabbos. Now we're really getting started on Malachos. This is the first parak that really gets the discussion of Malachos going. Good, so at the beginning of this parak we'll say Klal Gadol, and the truth is every Klal from here on in is a Klal Gadol. But we just rely on the fact that it says Klal Gadol at the beginning of the conversation. So he says that Klal Gadol Kamakoy Vachamar Od Klal Gadol Acharamru. And when we say Od Klal, we mean Od Klal Gadol. Everything is a Klal Gadol. All of Hilcha Shabbos is a Klal Gadol. But that's just an important ha'ara that Tosfos makes, that there's a major difference between the first suggestion of the Gemara and the second suggestion of the Gemara, in that they're answering different questions. The first suggestion of the Gemara is answering why this rule of Shabbos is a Klal Gadol. The second suggestion of the Gemara is answering why Shabbos in general is a Klal Gadol. Okay, but either way, we didn't like any of the answers. So says the Gemara, Elalav, third possibility, Elalav Hainu Taima, Gadol on Shal Shabbos Yoser Mishal Shviyas. That Gadol means that it's a more expansive type of Isser. That the Isurim of Shabbos cover more cases than the Isurim of Shviyas. Why? Dilu Shabbos Isa Ben Betalish Ben B'Mechubar, Dilu Shviyas Betalish Lesa B'Mechubar Isa. Isurim of Shabbos relate to things that are both attached to the ground and detached to the, from the ground. And Isurim of Shviyas, meaning it doesn't matter if you've picked something from the ground before Shabbos, it's still subject to, let's say you harvested your wheat before Shabbos. Well, that wheat is still subject to Tochein, and Lisha, and Bishul, Afiyah, right? It's still subject to all the various Isurim of Shabbos. So Isurim of Shabbos are Nogea, even to things that have been detached to the from the ground before Shabbos. Whereas by Shviyas, if you have something that was Mechubar Lekarka, and you have detached it from the ground before Shemitah year started, well then it's not Perush Shviyas, and therefore it's not subject to the Isur of Shviyas. So Shabbos is more expansive in that way, that even if something grew from the ground but is no longer attached to the ground when Shabbos starts, it's still going to be subject to the Isur of Shabbos. Good, so why is Shviyas a Klal Gadol? Because V'gadol Onesh Shal Shviyas Yosem in a Meiser. Because in a certain way the Onesh of Shviyas is bigger than Meiser, meaning Shviyas is more expansive Isur than Meiser. Why? Do the Shviyas Isa Bein B'Meichel Adam Bein B'Meichel Behema? Because Shviyas is subject both to people food and animal food. Vila Meiser B'Meichel Adam Isa B'Meichel Behema Lesa. But by Meiser it's only Chiyuv on food that's edible for people. It's not subject to Meichel Behema. Meichel Behema is not subject to Chiyuv Meiser. Why does Bar Kapara then learn Meiser as a Klal Gadol also? Well, Bar Kapara, the Tanin Klal Gadol be Meiser, it's because Gadol and Shoshal Meiser Yosem Yishal Peya, because he says Meiser is going to apply to more cases than Peya will apply to. Dilu Meiser Isa v'te'ina v'yerek, because Meiser is Nogea even to vegetables, to te'ina and to yerek. Dilu Peya, te'ina is a fig, but figs and yerek. Rashi points out when we say figs, well, we'll see in the discussion in the Rishonim why we dafka give the example of figs. Well, figs are something that's ein l'kitaso ka'achas, that it doesn't all grow at the same time. You don't pick all of them from the tree at one time. You can pick some today, some tomorrow, some next week. It grows at different spurts. It's not l'kitaso ka'achas. There's not one time of harvesting of figs. But meiser is nogea to te'ena v'yerek, v'ilu peya, lesa b'te'ena v'yerek. Peya is not nogea to te'ena v'yerek. Wait a second, didn't we say before that meiser is only in dagan tirosh v'yitzar? So yeah, midar reisa, it's only in dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Midrabanan, though, it's nogea to te'ena v'yerek. Midrabanan, peya, there's no chiv of peya, even midrabanan, on te'ena v'yerek. So that leads to 2 points that Tosfos makes over here. First of all, Tosfos l'bar kapara d'tani klal gadol b'meiser. So what makes a klal gadol b'meiser more than by peya is that midrabanan there's a chiyuv on te'ena v'yerek. So it says Tosfos nil rashba da'achirim lo shanu klal gadol b'meiser fi she'enu gadol mipeya el midrabanan. That's why the achirim disagree with bar kapara. They agree that it's true the halachas of meiser midrabanan are more expansive than the halachas of peya. But it's only a difference on the drabbanon level. In order to call something a klal gadol, it needs to be different on the daraisa level. Aval klal gadol Shabbos gadol mishviyas midaraisa. The difference between Shabbos and Shemitah is a daraisa difference. The difference between Shemitah and Meiser is a daraisa difference. So that's really the machlokas between Bar Kapara and Acherim. That Bar Kapara thinks even a drabbanon difference is enough to make something a klal gadol, and the rabbanon disagree. They think no, it's got to be a daraisa difference in order to make something klal gadol. But the other point that begs the question now is, if we're going to say that the whole difference between Meiser and Peya is on a derabbanan level, we were gozer that you have to take Meisros from Te'en of Yerek, and we never made such a din by Peya midrabbanan. Well, why didn't we? Why didn't we make such a din by Meiser midrabbanan and not make such a din by Peya midrabbanan? I mean, I would think Peya is such a wonderful thing that you're going to give it to Aniyim. You're going to leave the corner of the field off to Aniyim. It's such a great chesed you're doing. Why would the Rabbanan not be misakin that? It's such a no-brainer that to be misakin that it should apply to all these things that grow from the ground. So says Tosos in the Dibra Maskel V'ilu, in the third very wide line, U'mashalu tiknu Peya b'yerek u'peteina u'dedamila k'moshu tiknu b'meiser. The reason we didn't make a takana of peya on te'ina and yerek like we did by meiser, Omer ben Tami shum de'in l'kitasun ke'echad dover mu'at hu peya didei v'yesh hefsa da'aniyim ba'yoser min ha'revach Shemes Batlum Vishain Yodin Zman Likitasan. But Avishain Machnisa Likim Nami Lochash Vyafsid Yosim Mashiavich Makamacher. That sometimes we need to protect the Aniyim from themselves. They're going to hear that there's free stuff and they're going to sit and they're going to camp outside for days and days waiting for the free stuff and they're going to have no idea what they're going to get and it's going to be just a little bit and it's not going to be worth their time and they will have passed up multiple opportunities for jobs or for whatever else because of the amount of time they were camping out in the field. Meaning, what is it about Te'ena, let's say? Te'ena is Ein L'kitaso Kachas, which means you don't pick all the fruits at the same time. A few today, a few tomorrow. So they're going to be waiting for you to be locate your Te'enim, to leave off a little corner, and that little corner of a little bit of the Te'enim that you picked is going to be nothing. So we're protecting them from themselves. We're protecting them from making the mistake of wasting too much time. So that's why we would never go there on Peya, that it should be Shaykh to Te'ena V'yerek. So the Gemara just now elaborates on how we know that Meiser is Shaykh, that there's a din of Meiser Midrabban on Te'ena V'yerek, but not a din of Peya on Te'ena V'yerek. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Klal Omru B'Peya. The rule by Peya is that the criteria for something to be Chayiv in Peya is five criteria. Kol Shu Ochel, it has to be a food. V'Nishmar, it has to be guarded. V'Gidula Menaretz, it has to grow from the ground. U'Lekitaso Ka'achas, it has to all be picked at the same time. U'Machnisa L'Kiyum, and something that you bring in to store for a while. It's something that doesn't spoil very quickly. You don't just pick it and eat it, you bring it in and you mekayim it. So all those things, if it has those five qualities, Chayiv V'Peya, then it's Chayiv V'Peya. So what do these five things mean? Ochel lemutei svichi sita mekutza. Ochel means to exclude aftergrowth of various dye-making materials which are not so edible. V'nishmar lemutei hefker. Nishmar means it's not hefker, it's something that's guarded. V'gidula min ha'aretz lemutei kameinu pitria. Something that grows from the ground, meaning as opposed to mushrooms and other fungi that don't really grow from the ground, they just they could grow on your carpet if there's enough moisture, as some people unfortunately found out. So you have those are the first three. Ulikitaso ka'achas lemu'ute te'ena. Lekitaso ka'achas comes to exclude te'ena, because te'ena is not lekitaso ka'achas. Rashi points out, and Tosos point out, why dafka te'ena? There are probably lots of fruits that are not lekitaso ka'achas. Why do we pick on te'ena? So if you look at Rashi, he writes, not that one. Where is it? No, not that I thought it was Rashi. Tosfos maybe someone discusses why we dafka pick te'ena. Oh no, they discuss why dafka we say svichim. Okay, fine. I got confused. So anyway, tosfos kachas lemutei te'ena, machniso lekiyum lemutei yerek, and machniso lekiyum comes to exclude yerek. So v'il gabi meiser tanan. So there are five criteria for peya. By meiser, what are the criteria? Klal amru b'meiser, kol shu ochel, v'nishmar, v'gidula menaretz chayv meiser. Only three criteria for meiser, the first three. The last two of l'kitas ha'kachas and machnisa l'kiyum are not shayich by meiser, so that's why both te'ena and yerek are chayv in meiser, but not chayv in peya, v'il l'kitas ha'kachas, machnisa l'kiyum, lo tanan, it doesn't say those last two criteria by meiser. Okay, period. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, now we move on to a new discussion. The Mishnah had started out by saying that someone who doesn't know Shabbos, he doesn't know there's such a thing called Shabbos, kol shocheach ikar Shabbos, and he does many melachos and many different Shabbosos, he's only chayiv one karbon because he made one mistake, and that one mistake was that he didn't know the concept of Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel, Damri Tervayu, Masinsim Betinok Shnushma Leben Anachrim, Begershim Isgayer Leben Anachrim. What's the case? The case of our Mishnah must be about a baby that was captured amongst the Gayim, and therefore he was never educated about Shabbos, or a ger who was megayer amongst the Nachrim, and therefore he never received an education about Shabbos. So what does that mean? A ger who's misgayer ben anachrim? How do you misgayer ben anachrim in order to become a ger? Don't you need Jews there? So Tosfos points out, bifnei, at the bottom Tosfos, bifnei gimel, in front of a basin of three Jews, v'lo hodi'uhu mitzvah Shabbos. And they just never bothered to tell him about Shabbos. Di nisgayer ben olven atzma lavi ger. It can't mean that he's just misgayer on his own, totally amongst gayim, because that wouldn't be a valid gerus. You need a basin for a valid gerus. So it wouldn't be a valid gerus if it was totally on his own. It must have been that it was in front of a bezdin of three Jews, but these three Jews who were megayer him never told him about Shabbos, and he was living in a completely non-Jewish community, so no one else was there to tell him about Shabbos. A little bit difficult because the Gemara in Yevamos from Zayin Bey says that when you're Megayer Eger, you have to be Modiyim also Mitzvahs Kalos, Mitzvahs Chamuros. You have to let him know some of the basics of Judaism. What is more basic about Judaism than the fact that there is Shabbos, than the concept of Shabbos? How did they not let him know about Shabbos? You speak to Balei Tshuva and you ask them, what turned them on to Judaism? What turned them on to... it's always Shabbos. Shabbos is always something. It's one of the most fundamental things. That how do you leave out Shabbos? Besides for the fact that anyone who's a Mechal Shabbos Farasya is Dino Ka'akum. So if you want to know what's important, what's a Chamur, there's nothing more Chamur than if you don't do this, you're Dino Ka'akum. So very, very difficult to understand what's going on over here. What Tosfos is talking about, that he had a basin that didn't let him know about Shabbos. So it could be they let him know about the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos. They told him there's this wonderful day where you have Su'udos and we make Kiddush and we sing Zmiros, and they only focused on the Aseh. We say Avdala at the end, and there's Lacha Mishnah, and there's three Su'udos, right? So it could be they focused on the Mitzvah Aseh of Shabbos. Onek Shabbos, Hadlakas Neros, but they never mentioned anything about a Malacha. So if he knew that he knew Shabbos only in terms of the Mitzvah Aseh, but never knew anything about Malachos, it would be the same din. So maybe that's what Tosfos means. But really, really unclear what exactly Tosfos means. Also, Tinuk Shnishmal Ben Agayim, is he really Chayiv Echatas? Why isn't it an Ones? Shouldn't, when someone knows nothing, and it's not his fault, he was raised by Goyim, so why do we consider that a shogeg? L'chora, that should be considered a complete Ones. So there are a number of places in Shas where the Balei Tosfos write that that even though it's an Oneg, it's an Ones. Maybe you're chayiv even for an Ones when you weren't trying to do a mitzvah. But if you're trying to do a mitzvah and then you're Ones, maybe then that's where the Patur of Ones applies. Very difficult to understand what that means also, because the source of Ones is Lunar Lo Sasa Dover. It's a girl who's being raped who wasn't trying to do a mitzvah. She was just trying to go about her business, you know, just be a regular person. So, okay, but also a difficult kasha. Tanan says the Mishnah, Shocheach Ikar Shabbos. So we have, again, we have this... this statement of Rav and Shmuel that our Mishnah is about someone who never knew about Shabbos. But if someone once knew about Shabbos, then they're chayef for each and every Shabbos that they violate. So Tanana, Shochech Ikar Shabbos. Our Mishnah spoke about someone who forgot Shabbos entirely. Lav Mechal Davila Yedia Meikar. Doesn't the word Shochech imply that they once knew, and yet it still says that you're only chayef for one carbon for all the Shabbosos? Says Mar Lo. My Kala Shochech Ikar Shabbos. What does Kala Shochech Ikar Shabbos mean? Not that he forgot, but that it was forgotten from him, that he never knew about Shabbos. What would be the halach if he once knew about Shabbos and then forgot about it? Then chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Then he's chayv separately for each Shabbos that he violated. Oh, really? If that's the case, then look at the second case of our Mishnah. Adetani hayodei ikar Shabbos v'asum lachas harbi Shabbos harbi chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. When our Mishnah wanted to come up with a case where you're chayv separately for each and every Shabbos, what did the Mishnah come up with? Someone who knows about Shabbos and just doesn't know about the Malachos. Well, I could come up with a better case now, with an even greater chiddush of someone who's chayv separately for each and every Shabbos. Listen, hikir l'besov shachach v'kolshkein hai. So let it say a case of hikir l'besov shachach. Say a case of someone who realizes that it's Shabbos and who knew about Shabbos, forgot about Shabbos, and that he's chayv for each and every Shabbos, and kolshkein in a case where a guy still knows about Shabbos. So says Gemara, "My Hayodei Ikar Shabbos Eino Chinami." The second case of our Mishnah we mistranslated. Also, you know what that means? Misha Yodea Ikar Shal Shabbos. Misha Haya Yodea Ikar Shal Shabbos V'Shacha. Second case of our Mishnah is not about someone who knows about Shabbos. It's about someone who knew about Shabbos, who once knew about Shabbos. Wow, so everything changed. First case of the Mishnah now is about someone who never, not only does he not know now about Shabbos, never knew about Shabbos. Second case of the Mishnah where you chayv separately for each Shabbos is, he doesn't know about Shabbos, but he once knew about Shabbos. Avalosha chamai, chayv al kol malacha malacha. But let's say right now he still knows about Shabbos, just doesn't know about any of the malachos, so it sounds like he'd be chayv for each and every malacha. So then why, when we came up with the third case of the Mishnah, where he chayv in each and every malacha, did we not mention this, about a guy who currently knows about Shabbos and knows nothing about malachos? Adetani hayodeh shehu Shabbos, v'asa malachos harbi b'shabbos harbi, chayv al kol malacha malacha. Instead of giving me a case about a guy who knows that today is Shabbos and just doesn't know about the malachos, Tell me a bigger chiddush. Listening Hayodea Iker Shabbos. V'kol Shekeinah. Tell me about a guy who doesn't know that today is Shabbos, but knows about the concept of Shabbos, that he should be chayiv in every single malacha. And then Kal V'chomer, someone who knows that today is Shabbos, is going to be chayiv in every malacha. Ella, so rather, it doesn't work. You can't follow it through to the end. Ella Masnisin Kishikir L'Basov Shachach. Now you have to say the first case of the Mishnah is about a guy who did once know about Shabbos and then forgot about it. Udravu Shmuel Nami Kishikir L'Basov Shachach Dami. And the case of Rav and Shmuel of the Tinuk Shnishba L'Bein Agoyim is also like a case of having once known about it and then forgetting about it. V'hachi Yitmar Rav and Shmuel. V'hachi Yitmar. This is what Rav and Shmuel are really saying. Rav and Shmuel Dami Tavayu Afilu Tinuk Shnishba Bein Anachrim. What Rav and Shmuel trying to tell me is that even in a Tinuk Shenishba, even a Gershon Iskari Leben Anachrim, they have the same status as somebody who once knew about Shabbos and forgot about Shabbos. I mean, Rav and Shmuel are really telling us the opposite of what we thought they were telling us. We thought they were telling us that Hikr L'Basov Shachach is different than someone who never knew anything. No, they're telling us someone who never knew anything has the same din as someone who's Hikr L'Basov Shachach, who once knew about Shabbos and then forgot about Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish would say that our Mishnah is only about someone who once knew about Shabbos. But if a person never learned about Shabbos, a person was mamish, tinok, shenishba, they never learned anything, then they're not even going to be chayv one karban. Meaning, as lenient as that first halacha in the Mishnah is, a guy is mechal many Shabbosos over many years where he does multiple malachos in every single Shabbos, he's only chayv one karban. Rav Yochanan Shlokish is even more mekel. He's not chayv anything. He's completely potter. He has no idea. Rav Yochanan Shlokish hold, Omer Mutter is an onus. It's not a shogeg. And this is a guy who's Omer Mutter, so it's an onus. Therefore, it's not considered shogeg. It's not going to be chayv a carbon. Frekta Gemara Meisvei Klal Gadol Omer B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that we have a brisa that elaborates on our Mishnah that Klal Gadol Omer B'Shabbos Kol Shochech Chayv B'Shabbos Vasim Lachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe Einu Chayv Ela Achas. Someone who doesn't know about Shabbos and he does many malachas and many Shabbosos, he's only chayv one carbon. Ketzad Tinok Shenoshba Levin Anachrim Regershin Isgar Levin Anachrim. What's the example the Brisa gives? Exactly like Rav and Shmuel about a Tinok Shenoshba, about a Gershin Isgar Levin Anachrim. Vasim Loch Sarbe Bishvas Sarbe Enu Chayv El Chatas Achas. He's still Chayv one Chatas. So right there, it's like Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish would say Tinok Shenoshba Levin Anachrim is Chayv nothing. V'Chayv El Adam Achas V'El Chelav Achas V'El Vodzara Achas. For every Aver that he does, only Chayv one Karban, even though he's done the Aver many, many times, because he knew nothing about it. Munvas Poter. Munvas says he's Poter. V'kach, he's Poter from anything. V'kach Munvas Dalim Fnei Rabbi Akiva. And this is how Munvas elaborated on his position in front of Rabbi Akiva. Hol mezid kari chote, v'shogeg kari chote, just like a mezid is called a chote, and a shogeg is called a chote, so ma mezid shoyse lo yidia, av shogeg shoyse lo yidia. Just like a mezid, obviously, someone who knew something, otherwise he wouldn't be mezid, a shogeg must have some yidia. He doesn't know everything, he obviously forgot something, but he has to have some yidia, so he can't be a tiruk shenishba. Amla Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva will say, oh yeah, if you're going to follow that logic, Hareini Mosefal Devarecha. Ima Mezid Shoyse Yediyah B'Shas Maisa, Avshogeg Shoyse Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. So Mezid knows when he's doing it, that what he's doing is wrong. So you're going to say a Shogeg also, that he knows when he's doing it, that what he's doing is wrong? Amla Hain. V'kol Shkein Shosafta. Munva says, yeah, that's a great point. Amla Devarecha, Yitzakari Shogeg El Mezid. Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, but then there's no such thing as a Shogeg. That's amazing if you know what you're doing is wrong when you're doing it. But what's the point? Why do we quote this price? Katani Mia Ketzad Tinok. So we said, what is a case of Shochech Iker Shabbos that our Mishnah talks about? A Tinok Shenishba. So that's exactly what Rav and Shmuel said is the case of our Mishnah, but it is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said is not the case of our Mishnah. So here you have a Beferish Abraisa against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Amri Lach, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish could respond very simply, lo, Mika Munvaz de potter, and not damrin kumunvas. All you proved is that we're against the Tanakama of that brisa. But Munva said that even the Tinuk Shanishba is that a Tinuk Shanishba is potter, and that our Mishnah therefore cannot be talking about a Tinuk Shanishba. Our Mishnah is talking about someone who once knew about Shabbos, but not a Tinuk Shanishba. So we hold like Munvas. My time of the Munvas, what's the Svara from Munvas? Dechsiv, Torah achas yelechem la'osa b'shkaga. Pasuk says, on the one hand, Torah achas yelechem la'osa b'shkaga, v'samachlei v'anefesh shetasa b'yad rama, which is mazid. Hik is shogig l'mazid. The fact that those two psukim are juxtaposed tell us that shogig and mazid are compared to each other. Ma mazid shoyse lo yediya, av shogig shoyse lo yediya. Just like a mazid is only chayiv, obviously, if you knew about something, so too, to be chayiv for a shogig, there has to be some level of yediya. What level of yediya? You have to at least once have known that there exists this concept called Shabbos if you're going to be chayiv for a shogig. If you never knew anything, then it's going to be complete onus. You're not going to be chayiv at all. Okay, we'll stop there, but we'll pick up from Hadar Rabban and deal with those psukim tomorrow. Right.